Today's episode of Catch It, Cook It, and Eat It has been sponsored by the Hearst Ranch. Hearst Ranch is the nation's largest single-source supplier of free-range, all-natural, grass-fed, and grass-finished beef. Since 1865, the Hearst family has raised cattle on the rich, sustainable native grasslands of the Central California coast. The result is beef with extraordinary flavor that's as memorable and natural as the surrounding landscape. For more information, go to HearstRanch.com. And remember, Catch It, Cook It, Eat It can be heard every Thursday, 3:30 p.m. on the Heritage Radio Network. Fish heads, fish heads, roly
poly fish heads. Oh, ha ha!
What's wrong with you?
Baby, what's the matter with me? We gonna be bigger than Scatter ever dreamed of being.
You forgot what we in this for, Eddie.
You know, you got this fantasy in your head about getting out of the life and setting that other world on its ear. What the fuck are you gonna do except hustle? Besides pimping.
Welcome back to another episode of Catch It, Cook It, and Eat It. This week's episode will be narrated by none other than yours truly, Director Bruno. On Tuesday, June 8th, Tasting Table held a prestigious lobster roll event in a penthouse loft space on the west side of Manhattan, featuring some of the best lobster roll chefs in New York City. Unplanned, uninvited, unexpected, Dr. Claus showed up with two hot Russian models and a duffel bag full of lobster rolls to crash the party. These are the sound bites from that evening.
There's a food event going on in the city. It's called the Claw Off. This is a huge, huge event with a lot of serious foodies, and I'm really looking forward to it. I'm getting slightly nervous. It's supposed to decide who makes the best lobster roll in New York. I didn't make myself very popular by commenting to one of the directors about how lame it is that they expect us to donate lobster to these events. It's like, you know, who needs their title? That being said, I still feel the need to be there. So I'm going in on somebody else's name, using their ticket. Hopefully I'll be able to sneak Mike in. I've got two Russian friends of mine, Yana and Anna. They're on their way, and I think they're going to be looking the part. Dr. Claw has his sidekicks. I'll have all the rolls in my bag, ready to go, foil on, and I'm just going to start throwing them. I think they're going to be totally confused. I'm going to be like, who the hell was that guy? Dr. Claw is ready.
Sick, huh? These guys are in trouble. They don't know who they're messing with.
I have to explain this because obviously you can't see it, but Dr. Claw just pulled out the most blinged out boombox I have ever seen in my life. While he continues to get ready in the underground lobster pound, I'm going to head upstairs and meet the lobster girls. I like to call them the 357 bitches, Yana and Anna.
You're the lobster girls.
The lobster girls. How did you become the lobster girls?
Very dedicated customers.
Yana discovered.
I've opened up this wonderful Dr. Claw layer to the Russian population in Brooklyn.
and
we love to eat, yeah. That's.
So do you guys know exactly what you are getting into tonight?
Not at all.
All I heard was the word lobster.
An adventure lamb.
Yeah, an adventure. That was good enough.
Good enough to convince you guys to come out to Greenpoint?
Yeah,
I think so. But now I'm getting kind of intimidated by this radio over here.
Boombox?
Yeah, the boombox that's been blinged out. And Anna got a boner hat, so
this is
getting a little scary now.
And so you've never, is this your first trip going out with the Dr. Claw?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So
what are we in for then?
Do you know? You're handing out lobster rolls.
Really? Because I thought we were like throwing them at
you. Yeah, you're more like throwing them out into the crowd, yeah.
good.
Aiming for the mouth right away, just like...
You know what, as long as we don't get arrested today, I think it's going to be a good day.
Although...
you never know.
Much more fun experiment, yeah.
How do you guys know Ben? Or Dr. Paul, I should say.
Well, I actually found out about him through Thrillist, New York. And...
I found out through Yana?
Yeah, and then... I don't know, just kind of word of mouth.
Yana's been a diehard customer.
Yeah, I've been giving him new victims every
week.
She brings me the
Russian contingency from Brighton Beach, which is pretty badass.
All over Brooklyn.
I know, but I mean, that's cool.
But a lot of my friends, every time I bring somebody out here, especially the guys, it's not even the girls, the guys are fascinated by this. If he invites them into his lobster lair, yeah, the guys come out of there going, forget all my life plans, forget being a doctor or a businessman or a financial, I am going to be this guy. You've turned quite a few of my friends.
He turns them out, right?
Yeah.
even non-seafood lovers get turned out?
Oh, of course.
So you've obviously, you've tasted quite a few lobster rolls, I guess.
Actually, I haven't. This is my first introduction into...
They won't say so in front of the camera with Dr. Claw here.
I have.
No, I'm...
lobster rolls.
I admitted right away that I had lobster rolls in Maine and Boston, so I was more experienced.
I still loved it. I was a little more experienced.
Well, when I posted a picture of it on Facebook, I said my piece of heaven. So I think that fits. It's deliciousness. Buttery deliciousness.
I think she wants one now.
It might be like a sound effect. Like,
you should have put us in the back of the truck with the lobster. This is dangerous.
We've decided this is going to be the summer of spontaneity.
And I mean, we already survived the basement with Tiny Tim music. That kind of scared us.
Yeah.
And that was all right. So I feel like we can handle this too.
I mean, he does have the claw.
This has the claw.
We have the heels.
We do have the heels.
These girls are supposed to go back there?
So you guys are going to ride in the back, I take, and we're driving the car.
Now, this is a pretty hilarious part of the day because Dr. Claw not only has two hot Russian models agree to go and crash a party and hand out lobster rolls illegally with him, but now he has all four of us crammed inside of a small pickup truck heading to Manhattan. This kind of reminds me of a scene out of Hustle and Flow.
So we're now going to Michael Barth's in the West Village, which is right around the corner from our final location. We're gonna make the rolls over at his house. And I was actually one of the first people they invited. The problem is that I wrote a not nice email back to the director about how it's unfair to ask for lobster donations at these events. It's not like a bread competition where you drop like $100 and you make bread for everybody. This is lobster, you know, we're talking thousands of dollars here. You know, and she was like, well, maybe this just isn't the right event for you. And I was like, all right, lady. Mm-hmm. This is pretty big pimping. These poor girls are like jammed back here in a Toyota pickup.
So I jammed these.
They were all cool with it too. We're like, yeah, we're just down for the ride.
Totally fine.
I think this will go down in history, to be honest. And it's way cooler than being like an entry in the competition. Because this is how I roll. This keeps it underground.
He's got like office casual and he's wearing a helmet and he's skating down the street.
The helmet? I'm sorry, like I know it's safe and stuff, but helmets are...
You're not in a skate park, dude.
Jesus.
Oh, this is too funny.
You know he's like the biggest dork in his office. But like, really? On your skateboard with your helmet and his glasses?
Oh, God.
We're so mean.
You have reached your destination.
This is the undisclosed Manhattan location. We're setting up the griddle for the buns. Bun boxes. Butter brushes. Old Bay.
Top secret, right?
Michael Barth always comes to the rescue in these moments. He, like you, has been putting up with me for many years and my shenanigans. But as I said on the way over here, Michael gets off on this stuff. Maybe as much, if not more, than I do. So when it's crazy, it's crazy. All right.
It's not like being in a taco truck.
It's not like being in a taco truck.
I'm gonna hook creative up.
Lobster rolling 101. Actually, this is lobster packaging. So that goes over, and then you do a little pinch. It's harder than it looks. Then this comes back over, and this gets folded down. So that's the look you're going for on the top. And then that goes like this. This goes like that, right? And then this will sit hot on the hot plate.
I'm not sure if I could do this.
You can do this.
I don't know why. Yeah.
No, it's not. It's not that easy. I'm telling you.
It's not, because it's a little pinch. That
yep,
pinch
this
motion.
Is a little, and it's hard to get everything looking flat and nice. Yep. Good. Perfect. Perfect. And over. Yep. And when you get fat, that's perfect. When you get fast, you'll be able to just be like, you'll see. It'll come after a while. It's not for, it comes after a long time.
So the one thing I think I have to do is figure out the address exactly where I'm going.
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, it's like blocks from here.
Yeah, it's right from this way.
But should I? I still think I should bring the truck over. So we have it.
Oh, right up on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Just drive it into the competition.
Mine isn't as nice as Giannis because I didn't do the pinch properly in the beginning.
You see, it's all about that pinch.
Yeah.
Either you got it or
so
you
But it's also the third time rewrapping the same foil.
Yeah, that's true. That makes a big.
So while these guys continue to set up their stations at location number 2, we're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back with some more Catch a Cookie, Eat It on Heritage Radio Network.
White girl, white girl. White girl, white girl,
I got that.
White girl, white girl, white girl, white girl, white girl,
I got that.
White girl, white girl, white girl, white girl, white girl,
I got that.
White girl, white girl, white girl, white girl, white girl.
We're down in the dirt, it's south to be exact. Getting money with white girls is a well-known fact. I like a black, brown, Puerto Rican, or Asian, but nothing bring the bread back like a Caucasian. Whether winter, fall, summer, spring, a white girl's always down for doing the damn thing. Put her on the highway, she ain't no punk. Got a white girl driving with white girls in the trunk. Hold up, I ain't lying, it's the best thing going. When my white girl's around, it's always snowing. Mama can't stand her, telling me to switch, saying I'ma go to jail fucking with that white bitch. No shit. Always around to keep me paid. With some white girls on my team, I got it made. So if you're down on your luck and got no money, then do what I do.
What?
Go get you a snow bunny, man.
White girl, white girl, white girl, white girl.
I got that.
White girl, white girl, white girl, white girl, white girl.
I got that.
White girl, white girl, white girl, white girl, white girl.
I got that.
White girl, white girl, white girl, white girl.
Welcome back to Catch a Cookie, Eat It on Heritage Radio Network. Now that they have their station set up at location number 2, Dr. Claw is going to give us a breakdown and tell us exactly how this operation is going to go down.
Basically, we're going to be toasting everything at one time. Then we're going to be loading lobster in at one time at the next station. Then we're going to be doing a little bit of Old Bay. And it all has to happen like, you know, basically like 40 or 50 rolls at a time. So it's going to be crazy, but I think we'll figure it out. What did your friend say the other day, Yana, about my doing this operation?
About your operation?
Yeah. One of your friends that you came, one of your friends that you brought by. I'm always curious, like.
He said you're awesome and he's giving up his dreams of being a doctor and he's gonna become you when he grows up.
Crazy man whistling.
Right.
It is, man. That's an early warning sign of senility setting in.
Is it?
Yeah, you usually whistle for like 10 minutes and then you wet your pants. and forget where you are.
I'm just buttering the last buns. I didn't know we were going to have, looks like we're going to have enough lobster to get all these done, so.
So Dr. Claw and the girls, Yana and Anna, are all set and they're ready to go. They got their scuba diving duffel bag filled with these little silver packages. Almost looks like something out of like a cocaine drop out of a Miami-based movie in the 80s. But anyways, they're all ready to go. They're heading out of location number two. They're rushing out to get a cab to rush over to the event space before the rolls get a chance to get soggy. Dr. Claw was telling me earlier that this part of it is all about the timing.
Let's get one of you guys on this corner.
You guys excited?
I can't see you.
Nervous.
Super.
We're going to 463 West Street at Bethune. I think what I might do is just go up there ahead of time.
Okay.
And
did you grab your walkie-talkies?
Yeah, I have my walkie-talkies, got everything. So.
So you're gonna radio down once you get up there?
Yep. If you guys can just hang here.
Okay.
How's it going? Steve Tarpin, 13th floor. 1-3.
You here for the event?
Yeah.
Lobster right rolls. Up.
Thanks.
Right up.
These guys are gonna be with me, but I'll call them up. Sorry guys, it's not gonna work the way we planned. It seems like I might be able to get in, but there's no way that I'm gonna be able to get the girls in and get you, Mike, in. It's gonna be rough, so we'll see what we can do. I'll go up there, I'll distribute the rolls, and then I'll call you, I'll get you on the walkie-talkie. I'll see if maybe there's a back entrance or some way to get you guys up. I'm sure it can be done. It's just I'm gonna deliver as quickly as I can. I'll just unload the rolls that I have. I'll go up by myself, and then we'll check back in like 20 minutes.
All right, so at this point, the girls and I are left outside because they won't let us all in. The claws are already looking suspicious enough with this huge duffel bag, so we wait. But while we wait, he gets into the event and starts handing out his lobster rolls. About halfway through, he's approached by one of the directors, and they cart him off into another room and detain him there for a few moments. But while that person leaves to figure out how to handle this claw situation, he continues to hand out the other half of the bag of lobster rolls until there's no more left and everybody's eating one and everybody's happy. At this point, they're totally cool with him, totally cool with the situation, and they let the rest of us crash the party.
Yeah, okay, we're good. We have clearance.
You see this?
We're going to go outside. Follow me up this way. Going up, Mike. Sorry, guys. Thanks.
Man, your thing was awesome.
You liked it?
Yeah.
Good. Give him the claw. That's the claw. All right. Claw. Hold on, we're getting filmed here. Thanks, guys.
Have a great night.
You too.
Take care, man.
The perfect way to crash a party is also to leave last.
No,
you're turning the music off?
No, we finally got in. It was not easy getting through the front door. Security was tight. It was totally insane, but we made it in. The girls were amazing. we got our champagne on.
And our gin and tonics.
And we ended up with VIP seating.
And our own music.
our own DJ.
We just said no to the DJ. He said, screw you, when we bought our own.
Penthouse overlooking the west side with the Hudson and the W Hotel in back of us. And it was...
And we had people approach us and ask if we're Dr. Claw's hoes.
Yeah.
And we said we're the Ukrainian hoes.
The Ukrainian hoes
of Dr. Claw.
And that's how we roll. Back to bars. Did you have a good time?
I had a great time.
Did you guys have a good time?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
And we did get to eat some lobster rolls.
We did.
Success.
It wasn't easy. We only got to try one lobster roll out of all of them.
And no key lime
pie. Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, the end of the party.
We don't want to talk about the one roll that was left.
Someone made a huge mistake.
Someone was like, fuck no,
mistake.
I'm not eating this.
You know what? Maybe they ate so much lobster that they couldn't,
that's
they couldn't
what it was.
Eat anymore.
I think they were scared. They were like, who is that guy?
Or they may be crying at home that they just forgot your lobster
maybe
roll
that's
on
it.
The table.
Maybe they forgot.
They're going to be kicking themselves in the ass for the rest
even
of their
life. Even the organizer was talking about how everyone was talking about you towards the end of the night. So.
Well, I got lucky.
They heard of it in their car.
They had heard of it. The director took me aside
She's like, what is going on? She's like, who are you? She's like, this is not okay. So she like grabbed me. She brought me over to another spot, and she's like, you need to wait here. So I'm like waiting, and I had already distributed half the rolls to the whole party. And then all the staff was there. They're like, what are you doing? And I was like, I think I'm in trouble. And they're like, what do you have in there? I go, what do you think I have in there? And they're like, lobster rolls. And I'm like, shoom, 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 shoom. All the staff. I went through the whole thing, and they were like, holy shit, it was great.
Successful night overall. And even though me and Anna, we didn't know what we were signing up for, this turned out to be a really great, spontaneous night.
I didn't even know what you were signing up for. You were asking for details. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Anytime you want to recruit us for future events, we're down.
You guys have the job, officially.
And we have experience on the line.
You now have a lot of experience.
And we could teach you how to
do it. Oh, yeah. By the way, great rolling.
We're kind of like line cooks now.
You guys were amazing.
We can handle greater responsibility at this point.
I mean, maybe this is what you supposed to do. Maybe this is what you've grown to. I mean, just think about it. Don't throw it out. Just think about it.
You know what? I'm thinking about 30 keys.
Oh, yeah, let's get this shit on the road. Cut it. Sock it. Zack it. Oh, shit.
That was another episode of Catch a Cookie, Eat It on Heritage Radio Network. Be sure to check out the video highlights on BrooklynChattersurfer.com and HeritageRadioNetwork.com.
I'm your mama, I'm your daddy, I'm that nigga in the alley. I'm your doctor when you need, want some coke, have some.